Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
End of March, and the LSU Fighting Tigers are already addressing one of the biggest issues that they will have in the 2024 football season, and that is depth on the interior defensive line. Yeah, the Tigers, when they lost Mason Smith, when they lost Mekhi Wingo to the NFL, and they didn't have a ton of depth there behind them already in that position group, it left some cause for concern. Now, they did go out in the transfer window, the first transfer window this offseason, and bring in Sean Washington to LSU, who is a junior college transfer, came from East Mississippi Community College after he started his career at the University of Georgia before that. And Washington did show some promise at the University of Georgia before he ended up having to part ways with Georgia, go the community college route, and then come to LSU. He's a guy from inside of the state of Louisiana originally who is athletic. Athleticism was not the problem. Okay, he's got size, he's got the athleticism. I think he will be a key contributor for LSU. But outside of the addition of him, really, you had Jacobian Guillory and you had Jalen Thomas, who were there as experienced guys and at the defensive tackle position for LSU. And that was really the biggest concern there. Of course, they're always seeming to retool over the last few years in the secondary, but not having those big bodies up front can be a concern. And LSU went out and addressed that to a certain degree by adding sixth-year transfer from Wisconsin, Gio Paez. Yes, sixth-year, these guys with COVID and all this kind of stuff, there's older and older players, it seems, in college football, and we've still got another year or two of that. But a six-year transfer in Gio Paez, 6'3", 310 pounds, a guy that's been around for a long time for the Wisconsin Badgers. And he started six games last year. He started 11 games in his career in his 36 games appearing at Wisconsin. He is not somebody that I would say is going to be a just production warrior, a guy that is going to come out and be a breakout player for LSU, but he is a experienced defensive tackle who understands how to play in a tough league, because the Big Ten, very physical up front, okay? And we know that Wisconsin always plays a good brand of defense, so it's a guy that you're going to want inside of your locker room as well, and he is going to add one more piece to that interior defensive line room for Blake Baker and company as they look to totally change their identity in terms of a defensive standpoint. They were just not very good against the run last year. They couldn't stop the pass either. It was just anything that you wanted against LSU, you got, and it all starts up front. You have to be able to say, hey, we're gonna stop you from running the football when we want to stop you from running the football. And when that is the case, then you're able to dictate things and be able to use pass rushers on the outside to get after quarterbacks in obvious pass situations and things like that. But before we tell you a little bit more about Gio Paez and why we think that this is a good fit for LSU and is a good signing for LSU or a good commitment for them out of the transfer portal, we want to tell you about our friends at mybookie.ag. Guys, head over to mybookie.ag today if you want them to be your sports book home for the rest of the NCAA tournament, for Major League Baseball coming up, all kinds of exciting sports events. If you can think about it, if they have a contest, if it's on television, chances are you can most likely bet on it with mybookie.ag, whether it is the actual spread, it is a alternate spread, whether it is a total, whether it's a prop bet. Mybookie.ag has lots of different ways that you can go and take advantage of our promo code SECU. By going over there, entering SECU on your initial deposit, you get a welcome bonus up to $1,000, and there's many different ways to do that initial deposit, guys, as well. So you need to go check that out. In mybookie.ag, it's easy to get signed up. You got to make your right bets, okay? That's on you. You got to go in there, know what you're doing. go with that gut, make your right bets, and if you win, it is easy to get paid by mybookie.ag. They send it right back to you in a timely manner. Also, when it comes down to it, you can bet anywhere, anytime, laptop or mobile device. It's mobile friendly. Mybookie.ag, use the promo code SECU and get that welcome deposit bonus today. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Geo Páez.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Geo Páez, like I said, he's a guy who only really came into kind of halftime starter last year in his fifth season in college football. However, you go back and you look at the defenses that he has been a part of at Wisconsin. He has been around and been part of and contributed to defenses that during his time have finished no worse than in the top 30 of all of college football every single year at Wisconsin. So he is a guy who is going to be able to help bring a standard to that defensive tackle room. He's going to fit in and understand what the level of physicality is needed. He is also going to come in there and be able to provide, I think, some leadership because he is older. He is more experienced. He does know what it takes to be a part of a successful defense. A couple years during his time as Wisconsin, the defense finished in the top five and also in the top 10. So when it comes down to it, Geo Páez is a guy that I think is going to bring some significance in terms of, yes, he's going to provide more depth. He's going to provide some production on the field, but I think also what he could do behind the scenes and also with his leadership, being an elder statesman in that room, he's going to join Jacobian Guillory. He's going to join Jalen Thomas. He's going to join Sean Washington. He's going to join Dominic McKinley. Now, the thing about Dominic McKinley is he's super talented. Yes, he's going to play this year, I believe, but I think you need that year to get into college football, to get adjusted, to get your body adjusted, to understand the nuances of the game. And a guy like Geo Páez can honestly pay dividends for Dominic McKinley. We hear NFL rookies talk about this all the time, or guys who were great NFL players that have now retired, and they come in and they say, hey, when I went into the NFL as a rookie, I just went in there and I looked at this guy who was an older player who knew I was coming for his job and all this kind of stuff. And he didn't necessarily take me under his wing, but I just soaked up everything he was doing like a sponge. I watched his technique. I watched his work ethic. I watched how he studied, you know, the playbook, all these kind of things. I think a guy like Dominic McKinley can learn a lot from Jacobian Guillory, a Jalen Thomas, and also he can learn a lot from now Geo Páez coming in for LSU out of the transfer portal. Now, guys, if they do get things solidified up front, I think LSU is probably going to be looking to add another defensive lineman in the second portal window, maybe a couple. You need guys, you know, 5-6 strong that in the defensive tackle room that can be ready to go, okay, and be able to help stop that run inside of the SEC, because when it comes down to it, we know that teams in the SEC are no different than the rest in college football now in terms of wanting to spread things out, the tempo, understanding, you know, the RPO game, you know, a lot of pass heavy stuff. LSU it's themselves have an explosive passing game, but it's still a line of scrimmage league, meaning that at some point in time, you are going to need to be able to run the football and stop the run. And I think LSU on the offensive side of the ball will be much better running the football this year in terms of running with the running backs. Now, the dynamic of Jaden Daniels is gone, but on the defensive side of the ball, have to get better being able to stop the run and take care of business there first and foremost. But, guys, those are my thoughts on Geo Paez transferring to the LSU Fighting Tigers. And, listen, we know that if they take care of business up front, that's a main part of it. You've got Greg Penn and Harold Perkins back there at linebacker, the inside linebacker position. You got Weeks, all those guys at the second level that you feel pretty good about. Then the question turns to the secondary and how does everything mesh together back there with some new bodies coming in and also some guys that are returning. You still have Major Burns that's going to be back there. You have Sage Ryan, different guys who have been there for a little while, and now they're in a new system under new leadership with Blake Baker. So excited to see this LSU defense in 2024. Let us know your thoughts on everything. Leave your comments, like, subscribe, turn on notifications, and we greatly appreciate you tuning in. You can follow SEC Unfiltered on X, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, anywhere you consider your social media platforms using at SEC Unfiltered, secunfiltered.com for all the written content. And you can follow me on X using at BGilmer18. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch us next time for more LSU football, more SEC football, and all things SEC, basketball and baseball included, right here on the best SEC entity on the internet, SEC Unfiltered.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.